This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Friday morning. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Okay, not to alarm anybody.
What's the matter? Is your computer about to explode?
I think it might be.
What's it throwing sparks?
I don't know.
This giant noise.
I thought it was something in my headphones.
Shake the cable.
It shut up. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. This is making me a little bit nervous right now.
What, that thing right next to you?
Is it that computer?
It's this one. It just totally shut off.
Right.
Still making noises though.
Yeah. Should I unplug this thing?
No.
Just let it go. Just let it be.
There's no smoke coming out of it, right?
This is the loudest noise I've ever heard a computer make in my life.
Well.
And it just happened as we started the show. And by the way, I don't know why you're not nervous, because you're going to catch the shrapnel. I have the table to block me from the shrapnel of the exploding computer.
I think it'd be fine. Oh, jeez.
Right, I'm going to turn off the computer.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
You guys talk for a second.
All right.
It looks a little dangerous. I wouldn't touch that. Don't touch that one.
I do love that it started doing that the second we went on the air.
Yeah.
Because it was not making that sound maybe 30 seconds ago.
Maybe the computer has good taste.
It's not turning off.
Oh,
that's a good sign.
It's fine.
Okay, so if you're trying to watch a live stream, that's going to be a problem.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Maybe. Probably not.
Can you keep talking for a second? I'm going to try and find the plug and unplug this thing. Thank you.
You're never going to find the plug in that mass pile of cords.
What do we got here?
I don't know.
No, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to unplug something you're not supposed to.
You look like my wife trying to start the gas grill.
There it goes. All right.
Well, now it's fizzing.
That's fine. Again, the table is blocking my shrapnel area. It's going to hit you in the face.
Wouldn't the table become shrapnel?
If you I can't imagine if the computer blows up, it's going to take... This table has existed since...
Wheeze.
Raj.
And he actually has shrapnel in him. Thank you, Vietnam.
It is a chilly start this morning here in downtown Rochester. 37 degrees. I had ice on my window.
Yeah, there's a frost this morning.
Frosty. Frosty Window is one of my favorite Catskills comedians. Going to get into the low 60s this morning. A little cloudy, no rain. Weekend looking 50s. I mean, this is your last weekend before Halloween to get out and go do all the Halloween stuff, right?
Yes.
Pumpkins.
Doing it today.
You're doing a pumpkin thing?
Got to take the grandson to the pumpkin farm.
But he can't pick out a pumpkin, right?
Yeah, he can take one.
Oh, but can he take it home with him?
No.
Oh, okay. No. So it's going to end up at your house.
But he can have it, play with it, whatever.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's going to be a little one.
You're not going to let him get a big one?
He can get a big one.
Chin says bitch.
But he can't take it on a plane.
Right.
Oh.
And he can only take... He can only get what he can carry to the car by himself and put in the trunk.
No, I mean, you could
do the deal.
You could do the cool grandpa thing and let him get the big pumpkin and then box it up and ship it back to
Chicago. Not shipping a pumpkin.
No, you don't. You don't love your grandson enough?
I love him, but I'm not shipping love.
Shipping love?
Yeah.
We Van Morrison? Shipping love. Gonna get a little pumpkin. it is a football Friday. We get ready for this Bills-Seahawks matchup, 4:30 Sunday, live right here on CMF. If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
Go hang out with Ole Miss Kimmy.
Oh, Lady K?
Yep, she'll be hanging out at the Bill Gray's taproom in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink.
4 o'clock.
I'm sorry, not 4:30. 4 o'clock. Thank you, Kimmy. 4 o'clock.
I forgot it's a late game.
It's a weird start time because usually it is 4:30, but this
I think the game starts at 4:30.
No, the game's at 4.
Oh my God.
4:05.
Every week.
Really?
It's a weird time. I know. It's strange.
Hold on.
Perfect.
I'm checking that. It's not.
It's cocktail hour.
You can drink anytime you want.
And I will.
Okay. Kimmy's having a great week, actually.
What's she doing?
Well, I mean, first of all, she's killing it on the air.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Other than her obviously sabotaging my computer to blow up in my face in the middle of the show. And she's been getting coffee all week long.
She's been on a run.
Yes,
a
I have.
A gourmet run.
So would you like to explain to the class
Top
what's
tier.
Going on?
So right now I can't make coffee at home because my coffee machine is very loud and we have the kids and the grandkids and they sleep in. So my wife asked me to not make the coffee in the morning because the goddamn machine is too
loud. So you can't make the coffee for the husbands.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've run into the coffee shop and getting myself a nice gourmet cup of coffee, and you don't drink coffee.
I don't.
Because you're weird. You're the only morning guy I know that doesn't drink coffee.
I don't know how you do. I'm impressed.
I know. And I got Kimmy a coffee because she's cool.
Yep. All right. So you said last week, like, hey, I'm going to get coffee. Do you want coffee? And Kimmy was like, no. And Tom was like, it's free coffee. I'll give you.
And I was like, no, I'm fine, honestly.
And it's top shelf,
showed up
bro.
With coffee. And I was like, okay, this is awesome.
Top shelf coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So Kimmy, would you like to explain to the audience what started happening when you were getting these free cups of coffee?
So I'd say about like 2 days in. So maybe this started around Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. Tommy started to talk about the price of the coffee. So, you know, just talking about like, I don't know how people do this every day because, you know, I get this, this, and this in my coffee. And by the time I tip and everything, it's like $11.
He was saying the number over and
yes,
over.
Yes,
for
yes,
the
yes.
two coffees.
Over
yes,
two
yes,
coffees.
Yes.
Two coffees. $11. Can you believe it? Two. Don't even get me started about the water department.
Yes. So I was like, yeah, you know, it can be expensive. I don't know how people do it either. And then he came in the next day and said it. So then I was like, well, do you want me to give you money for it? Like, what do you want me to, do you have a Venmo? And you go, no, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You weren't saying it.
I wasn't saying like I was looking for money.
No. You just kept bringing up the cost. I watched you do it five times. And that was only when I've been in the room. I've watched you five times in 3 days talk about the money you are spending
a little on shocking.
Coffee for you and Kimmy.
And I normally don't do this. I make it at home. You know.
Oh, you bet. I know they don't do this. You know, take care of Kimmy. You want money.
No, I don't.
I feel like you kind of do.
I don't.
Okay, so why do you keep bringing up
Because
the
money? Her coffee is actually the cheaper coffee.
And you kept saying that over and over
I get
again.
I get the high-end Italian coffee.
Sure.
And she goes low-end black coffee.
Okay.
So, but between
straight
the two,
uh-huh.
with a tip, it comes to $11.
You're doing it again. That's the seventh time I've
I just can't believe just getting coffee in the morning costs you $50, over $50 a week.
And that's only getting coffee for two people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes people buy like a round of coffee for their coworkers.
All the way around.
Yeah.
Well, just let her give you money so you'll shut up.
I don't need her money.
Well, then stop talking about the money.
I was just thought it was interesting that people have this kind of disposable income. I don't.
No, first
time. Well, he's kind of doing, like, I don't know if this is, like, you reach an age where you just have to tell everybody the price of everything at all times. But I do find my dad does the same thing.
Yeah.
And he's not looking for anything. He's not even really looking for a reaction. He just feels like he has to say it out loud.
Yeah, my wife and I do it all the time.
Okay, but that's okay.
Like, my wife will come over and somebody go, how much was that? And she'll do the same thing to me.
Okay, but that's okay because you're sharing a life together. You offer to give Kimmy coffee. She, by the way, she
declined.
No.
I never talked to my other two wives.
This is the first time. It does make me feel a little guilty with the coffee. Like, the guilt comes with the coffee.
I mean, you're cutting into my retirement, okay?
I was getting uncomfortable watching you say this in front of Kimmy.
Really?
Just let her give you money.
No, I'm not taking money from the kid. She's got 2 cents.
Okay. You just said you can't afford it.
I don't know. It's killing me.
Okay.
What
are we doing here? All right, let me put it
this way. I mean, these other stations get bonuses and stuff. We get nothing.
If you bring up money after offering something to someone, you are the world's biggest douche.
Wow.
Hands down, no question.
Douchola.
Okay. So, like, let me tell you a story. And you know this guy I'm going to talk about, too. When I was in high school, someone that it turns out you've known for a long time and was the father of someone I went to high school with, we would go out to dinner sometimes, like a bunch of families.
Yeah.
And this guy trying to be a big timer, be like, I got it.
For the whole table.
And you know my dad, like, he's never met a free meal he didn't eat immediately as fast
Officer
as he could.
Chance.
Exactly. So this guy would go, and the rest of the dads, my dad would be like, great. And the rest of the dads would be like, no, I insist. He would open up the booklet with the check in it, and every single time he would go,
make the face.
Make the face. And then obviously here come the dads, no, I said I'd pick it up.
But he had to make the face.
It was a weekly thing, and every single week he would do it. And we killed that guy. We have killed that guy for years for doing that.
Yes,
and you are doing exactly what he did.
I make the same face at the drive thru when she gives me the price. I go, $11. Jesus Christ.
And like what's funny is like I wouldn't have noticed that you didn't have your own coffee. Like I would not have noticed that you were getting coffee.
Yeah.
So you didn't even have to offer Kim. It's not like we would have been like,
I wouldn't have expected it.
No,
sure.
But I know you like coffee.
I'm very appreciative. Very good.
I know.
Yeah.
And this is it, the last day.
Yeah, I know. I got it for a week.
Because the kids go back to Chicago. We're back to
Home chin's coffee.
Well, no, I mean, look, in all sincerity, again, 252 WCMF, Tommy's kids, stepkids, grandkids, they're in town, they're staying overnight, so he can't use his loud-ass, super fancy Italian coffee machine in the morning, so he's been buying coffee and getting Kimmy a cup of coffee on the way in. Kimmy does a ton for this show.
She does everything.
She's the reason why you still have a job.
Oh, yeah.
The right thing to do would be continuing to do what you do every day for Kimmy.
Well, that'd be, like, too much.
Why?
That'd be quite the coffee budget.
No, yeah. But did you hear what I just said?
The coffee would cost more than his parking.
I have to get the grandchildren pumpkins, and I had to ship it to Chicago.
No, I just heard you're not shipping.
No, I'm thinking about that. You really planted a pumpkin seed in my head here. I think I got
No, I believe, based on the size of your head, there is a pumpkin seed in there.
I'm trying. I'm on a fixed income.
Yeah.
I'm on medication. By the way, I'm on medication.
What medication are you on?
All kind of medication.
Like what?
I can't discuss due to HIPAA laws.
It's your HIPAA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking a lot of old man pills.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
People my age are on medication.
You wouldn't have a job if not for her. So it's a tiny daily investment to keep the woman who keeps you employed happy.
But now, she seems happy.
Does she look happy to you?
You know, I'm happy, but you know, this coffee makes me really happy.
That's your really happy face.
Really happy.
That looks like you're uncomfortable.
It's because she doesn't know how to smile because she's been in this room for so long. And if the live stream computer had not almost blown up on it, she'd be able to see. All right, there's another solution.
I'm not looking for solutions.
No, I know.
I didn't look and go, Pat, I need a solution to this ending coffee situation I'm now out of.
It shouldn't be ending.
Wait, well, okay.
So right. If you don't want to pay for the coffee, you said that you make your coffee at home.
Right.
You could just make her coffee and bring it in.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I do hear you have a pretty fancy coffee machine.
It's pretty nice.
You can't make a second cup of coffee.
And I hear you get your coffee imported.
I mean, she doesn't drink Italian coffee.
Would you drink a latte every morning?
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. I would love to try
your homemade coffee.
Milk and stuff?
I was going straight black.
Do you have a latte in the morning?
Yeah, I have four.
So, you have four before you even get in here? Or four total?
Four in the morning, two in the afternoon.
So your fourth cup of coffee is what you walk in with?
Yeah, well, there's two in it.
Okay, all right, I understand. So, no, it's that easy. So
it's a double-double.
So instead of making two cups of coffee, make three, bring one in for Kimmy, and you're all square. It's the affordable way to do it.
It definitely take me all goddamn morning.
How long does it take to make a latte?
It takes a little bit. It's a process.
Give me a period of time.
I mean, you got to make it, clean it.
Okay, so tell me how long that would take for the third one.
15 minutes.
My ass! 15
because
minutes!
The machine's got to cool down.
The machine's got to cool down.
It's got to depressurize. It's a lot going on. It's not a Mr. Coffee from you, like, dad's generation.
I'm sorry. It's intricate.
It's not your daddy's coffee machine.
No. Tesla coffee over here.
It's pretty intense, man. No. It's not some goddamn K-cup.
Okay, fine. Then pay for it for Kimmy.
I don't want to get into this routine, man.
Okay, there's one final solution then. I got you.
What's the final solution?
Okay, you could get a really nice coffee machine and put it in here for Kimmy.
We had one. We never. It may
you
still
Tom,
be
Tom
around.
Kept trying to give it to people.
That coffee machine I brought in here goes back to Wheeze. It may still be floating around somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
I don't know if it completely left.
I think they spilled some coffee on the computer. That's why it started freaking out like that. No, I mean, you could invest in a nice coffee
machine.
But
then you're going to want stuff.
I don't drink coffee.
No, you'll want something.
I don't want it.
You'll want something just to be a dick.
I don't want
nothing.
Yeah,
you don't want that because then you're going to get people like from... Like other people in the building coming in to make coffee in the morning.
We're such dicks.
And then they're going to ruin the coffee maker.
She's right.
It's going to happen. I've seen this
happen.
Because
there's nothing but cheapos down the hall.
Even when we're not here, people will sneak in here to use it.
You know everybody down that hall? Chintz.
I'm trying to help you. Says man who bitches about $2 coffee for Kimmy.
Like, I watch you all street park because you don't want to pay for parking.
Park because I had my car broken
into
in the garage.
I know, and I know you got it. But I know the rest of these glommers, man. They're street glommin.
Street glommin.
One of my favorite Bee Gees songs.
Street glommin.
So chins to park sounds like a bad translation of like a Chinese bus company.
No, I think he's pitching them. Game one of the World Series, so chins to park. They flew in his parents.
I also feel like we'd come in the morning, there'd be like a mouse in it.
In the coffee
bean? Oh, yeah.
All right, so fine. Be a dick and make her not happy.
I'm going to stay being a dick.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with
chintz ass, bitch ass, yes. Dick. Gotcha. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is with a good getaway.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Without that, you're toast.
The exit plan.
In this story, combined with a few others we've seen this year, it's got the room scratching its head because
what happened?
You're at the mercy of a schedule to get away from a crime scene. And if that's the case, you're going to get busted.
So it's not your schedule.
No.
You're a slave to the schedule.
You got it.
Gotcha.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Couple things going on right now. First of all, just after 6:45, we get into this Bills game, 4:05 against the Seahawks on Sunday. The same thing that makes this Bills team really good is also what's killing them.
Oh, that's not good.
We'll get into it just after 6:45. And if you are trying to watch a live stream, the computer exploded.
God damn it. You can't watch us talk?
It literally exploded. So we called our engineer, and it turns out it's his day off. So I don't know what to do now.
Well, now we feel like jerks.
That you could do.
Like, I call the kid, I wake him up on his day off.
And this,
like,
kid doesn't get a break.
No, he really doesn't.
He's the sweetest kid ever,
but that job's like a 7-day-a-week headache.
Yeah.
So get your ass out of bed and get in and fix our live stream computer right now. So we'll get you that Bills content just after 6:45, and I don't think the computer is going to unexplode.
Yeah,
no, might be a little while.
There you go. This story comes to us from Pittsburgh.
What happened?
Specifically, the Dick's Outlet Mall on Monroe Avenue.
That's by my house.
Authorities say a 29-year-old male stole about $350 in shoes and other merchandise from the store.
That's like an aisle in that joint.
Yeah,
that stuff
right.
is like dirt cheap.
You're right. So he's got all that stuff and he took off running.
Right.
So he made it out of the store, and the store called the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. They ended up getting their man
good
with crack police work.
Where'd they find this son of a bitch?
The man was located at the bus stop.
So the bus stop by Wegmans.
I don't know which bus stop. It's, possibly that bus stop.
Well, I'm trying to think. The first bus stop he could hit is going to be the one right next to the restaurant across the street from Wegmans, next door.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's sitting there at that bus stop.
Yes.
On Monroe Avenue with all his loot.
He allegedly robbed the place, took off, and then proceeded to wait for the bus. He was arrested. He has a court date coming up.
Yeah.
This story is funny.
It's very funny.
Only because you robbed a place, allegedly, with the worst escape
plan
ever.
Right. Not the first time we've seen it, though.
It's the third. This is becoming more common. This is the third story where we have had a man arrested after shoplifting and a bus was involved.
But a bus getaway. Schedule.
Yeah. So the first one happened at the Delta Sonic in Henrietta. Suspect, according to police, ran into the store and ran out with a case of Heineken. And this guy actually made it on the bus.
Yeah. They had to pull over the bus.
They pulled over a city bus, which must have been a major mind effort for the bus driver and the rest of the passengers.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a bus get pulled over by the cops?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Another suspect was arrested in Chi-Lai after police say he stole stuff from Wegmans, the Chi-Lai Paul Wegmans. Mm. He was then located at the bus stop with all the stuff he allegedly stole. And then you have this guy. Of the three we have in these three stories over the last 6-7 months, Only one made it onto the moving bus.
Heineken Man.
Yeah, yeah. Heineken Man, he must have thought he was home free when the bus started moving.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're in the clear. The bus is
moving. He also probably thought they wouldn't chase down a pack of Heineken. You know what I mean?
It is premium beer.
It is. It is. But maybe he thought, like, they're not going to worry about me.
It's Holland's best.
If you want to jump in, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So let's put the guy who made it on the bus that was moving aside.
Okay.
What I'm dying to know with the two guys that were arrested at the bus stop, this one from the other day and the one that happened out in Chi-Lai a few months ago. If you're going to use the bus as your escape plan, it's all about timing.
You get a schedule.
Right, yeah. You have to be there. You got to be ready when that bus pulls in. Like, you almost have to time out in your head, how long will it take me to run to the bus stop with this stuff where I can get on the bus?
So it means you have to do like some prelim, like maybe like do a couple of dry runs.
Which is possible. Yeah. I mean, every time you do it, it's going to cost you like $1.25. Mm. You got to get on the bus. Right. Did these men have the schedule right and the bus was late? Mm-hmm. Or did they not factor in the schedule when they decided this would be their
goal? Like, was he early to the bus stop or did he miss the bus?
Or it also could be he was right on time and the bus was running 5-10 minutes late that day.
Yeah, it could be many of those factors.
Sure. Right?
Because
I'm guessing you're stealing. You're all the way out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this cat ain't a Pittsburgh resident.
Why do you say that?
Because he's taking a bus to leave.
Okay, but he could have been taking two bus stops.
But like, you could have found other places to rob closer to your house where they would require no bus.
You hear this man right now?
What?
Yeah, I live in Pittsburgh, and nobody in Pittsburgh commits any crimes. Disregard multiple Dateline NBC documentaries that have been happening the last couple
of
years.
But most of the crimes in Pittsburgh are white-collar and computer crimes.
Okay.
You don't have to wait for the bus.
Did they use a computer to kill their fathers?
Oh, you don't think they used a computer?
Well, actually, one was caught.
On the computer.
Well, they were Googling things.
Yes. I'm saying you should have picked a place closer to your house that wouldn't require a bus. Like, you could have just... Obviously, you got pretty good foot speed. You can get down under whatever pretty quick. Go closer to your house.
I would also think you'd stand out at a Pittsburgh bus stop because how many people are taking the bus?
Well, no, bus stop's actually...
Is it?
Because a lot of people that work at Wegmans and work in those shops take that bus home.
Interesting. Because I would think like there are just some towns where like nobody takes the bus.
No, actually,
so Webster was like that.
Well, nobody took the bus?
Yes. It was rare to see somebody...
out, too.
For some reason, like, you would see, like, once in a while, you'd see some cat standing there. But it was pretty rare.
Okay.
But that place, that one in Monroe is always jammed with folks.
And why this man may have thought he could get away with it, not only is it always jammed up with people at the bus stop, there's a lot of people that not only work... but also shop down there.
Yeah, after they're done working.
Yeah, so like there'll be people holding a bunch of different bags. So maybe this guy thought, hey, I'm just a guy holding bags all blend in, and then he got busted. If the allegations are true, of course, right? I don't know, man. Like, if they had the timing down and the bus was late, I do feel a little bit bad for that guy.
I do, too. But the one other thing, like, there's a ton of sheriffs always around Monroe Avenue.
No kidding, in Pittsburgh?
All over.
Yeah, really.
So they park in different of those parking lots. So he could have literally ran by a sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then plopped his ass down.
Yeah, very possible. Although I always wonder, too, like we see these stories, we assume these people are like running out of the store.
Yeah, could just be casually walking out, and that's why they're not being noticed away.
And like nobody from the Dick's outlet is going to go after them. Why would you? And you shouldn't do it anyway, even if it was like Fabergé eggs and bald eagle heads. Like, yeah, I don't care how expensive it is. Just let it happen, right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 29-year-old man. He was arrested after police say he shoplifted from the Dick's outlet on Monroe Avenue, about $350 in shoes and other clothing. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department found him waiting for the bus on Monroe Avenue. This is the third story where someone was arrested at a bus stop or on a bus after shoplifting. Elijah writes us on Twitter, who said he was going to catch the bus? How do you know if his car was 5 to 10 minutes late and he waited at the bus stop to try and blend in? So he was waiting for a ride and he was blending at the bus stop.
Also possible.
Pretty rare.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, Elijah. Yeah, it's stupid.
That ain't happening.
But if you were waiting for a ride, why would you not have them waiting right outside of where you robbed?
That
would
have been a good plan.
You would think they'd also drop you off, too.
Right? I also love, too, like, hey, man, I'll give you a ride from where you rob, but I could only be here at this time. And, like, this guy would have to shoplift 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, my shoplifted window is only from 3:15 to 3:30. If you could be here at 4, I guess I'll have to wait for your shoplifting. I know the other part of these stories, right? And if the guy committed the crime, I mean, look, you know, punishment happens, right? I always kind of feel bad for him, too. You don't have one person in your life that's willing to pick you up from a crime.
Yeah, true.
That's willing to drive with you to the crime. Because if I'm driving, if I'm the wheel man, I have the ability to be like, I didn't know what he was doing. He just asked me for a ride.
And probably all your buddies are working. What?
Working buddies? I don't know what day of the week this happened.
Well, it's obviously daytime.
Well, that makes it even more sad. Like, everyone else has got a job, and you're stealing stuff from the Dick's outlet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, everybody's always got that one busted buddy.
I wonder, okay, that brings up another question.
Busted buddy?
If you're shoplifting, are you a known shoplifter in your group of friends?
Probably.
Why do you say probably?
Well, didn't you know everybody that, like, especially when you were a teenager?
But I think that's different. Like, you were doing it to be cool?
I guess.
Right? As an adult?
Yeah.
As,
like I feel like I could tell my friends that have the potential to shoplift.
I've known a few.
They're just big risk takers in general. Like, they don't really care. You know what I mean?
Because if you found out that we had a friend that was just normal life, had a regular job, right?
Good guy.
I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he was like shoplifting every
as an adult man.
Would that change your opinion?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be weird.
Even though like you have much scummier friends than that.
Oh, yeah. 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 But that would be weird. Like, it would be out of character.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Elijah won't give up on this whole
he's got a theory.
He's coming back for more.
Because his first one was the getaway car. He was 5 to 10 minutes late, and I go, that was stupid. And he goes, because you don't want the getaway car to be spotted or the place to be taken, so you go to the bus stop where nobody has any idea or clue what's going on. It's the largest parking lot in Monroe County.
Yeah.
You could have parked
anywhere.
But tough to get in and out of there, so by the way, maybe he has a point.
So then park at the Marshalls across the street.
It would also stand out, because I said there's cops all up and down Monroe Avenue, that you stopped at a bus stop to pick up one individual at a bus stop,
On one of the busiest roads in Monroe County.
Which I think is illegal.
Boom! Okay.
I don't think you could stop at a bus stop and pick up passengers.
It's against Regulation 32.7. You can't pick up
Ask your dad.
Why would that be against the law?
Because it's a bus stop. You can't stop at a bus, because you're blocking the buses.
Oh, yeah.
So you cannot stop at a bus stop and pick up passengers as a private citizen.
Question, what happens when the red light stops me at the bus stop?
You're in the lane. You had to pull over.
There's just a shoulder there. There's not like a place for the bus to pull in.
But you would be in the yellow area.
That is such a stupid argument. That is the dumbest argument. That bus stop is at a red light.
Ask your old man.
You think my dad knows regulations?
He's a cop. He's a decorated officer.
He was a cop for 30 years in Gates. He arrested 7 people. Could not be bothered with books. He had 3 sandwiches to eat and cats to get out of trees and hair to spike. No, it's the stupidest argument.
I think I cracked.
That is such a small town insulated thing.
It would stick out. A sheriff would see that and pull that guy over.
But that's not even part
of
this.
Deputy Dog, come on his
ass. Now you got me defending Elijah's stupid take.
I know. That's usually what happens, right?
Everybody is stupid but me, I think is what we're learning here. The question everyone has been asking.
What at?
What to expect from this Bills team every week?
Who's going to show up?
Yeah. The answer, who the hell knows?
Mm.
Because Buffalo heads to the West Coast to take on a team that no one in Western New York is really familiar with. Like, we don't get to watch them that often.
Yeah.
And the scary part, Tommy, is the Bills' biggest strength, what has gotten them all 5 of their wins this season, could also be their largest weakness that has Bills fans nervous they could blow any game they play.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So after 7 weeks, the question we keep asking here in the break room, what is this Bills team? They're 5-2. They're first in the AFC East by 3 games.
But they don't have an identity.
Okay, so that's it. The big knock on them, Tommy, is they've only beaten bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
Their 5 wins are against teams with a combined 9 wins.
And even those games, they kind of slept through part of the game.
Some of those games, they got a little rough. So for all the questions there are about this Bills team, there is one big thing the Buffalo Bills have going for them right now.
Who's that?
Their offense can beat you in 5 different ways.
Wow.
If you need Josh to take over on the ground to will a win, he can do it. He did it in Arizona, against Arizona. If you need a running back to impose their will on a defense, well, we got that too. James Cook did it in Miami. And you got another guy, Ray Davis, who did it against the Jets in New York.
Turns out he's pretty good.
Yes. If you need 300 yards in the air from Josh Allen, well, we saw that last week.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to prepare for this Bills offense because, despite some of the problems they've had, they have a lot of guys they can lean on at the right time.
A lot of weapons.
So that's good.
All right.
That's good. But it also could be the biggest issue with this team.
Why what?
Well, like, you got five different ways to beat a team.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of feels like, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, the Bills aren't entirely sure which way they're going to beat you until, like, four minutes left in the second quarter.
All right.
You know what I mean?
When it starts coming together.
Yeah. Like, with the exception of the Jets game.
Like, they surprise themselves.
Exactly.
It's hey, this works.
This is working pretty good. We should get
Yeah, but
this.
Shouldn't they, I mean, like, now that you got the extra, you got Amari Cooper,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
And you're going to get some guys back that were out?
Terrell Bernard has not practiced this week. The linebacker, Dawson Knox, is a little bit banged up. That's
but Terrell
Chris
Bernard,
Samuel, wide receiver, has not practiced.
Hasn't practiced. He's been excused for personal reasons.
He's got a chest, an ankle, and a personal.
But it was considered day-to-day. I don't know. There's a lot going on.
All right, so there's still some ifs.
All right, let me put it this way.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. When your back is against the wall, and you need to do what you are best at, what is it?
Like, what's your go-to?
Yeah.
Talking about the Bills?
Yeah. Like, when...
It's Josh's arm.
Okay.
That's what you're paying him for.
Okay, but we that Houston, Josh's arm, he needed a drive to go win the game. He needed a player to step up and make a play, and they didn't have it.
Mm.
Right? In Baltimore, they had a chance in the second half to turn the game around. They were doing it, right? You score on that drive, you're golden.
Mm.
They needed a play, and it blew up in their faces. And you brought up Amari Cooper, and he is now a Buffalo Bill, and he looked great last week, right?
He's 2 weeks in now.
Okay, but...
Hopefully he gets a little better.
Are you guys confident he is the guy now?
He's got to be.
Well, no. Okay, I hate when you do that, because no, he doesn't. He doesn't have to be anything. You want him to be. He could not be.
We're paying you to be, so start being.
He's brand new to the offense. Mm-hmm. They're not paying him anything. He's making under $1 million.
Sign me up. Not making anything $1 million.
You're also making under $1 million.
Just barely.
Far, far under $1 million. Look, Amari Cooper, he's brand new to the offense. He's still figuring it out. He's still getting on the same page with Josh. It took Keon Coleman last week to point him where to go to catch a touchdown pass. Right?
Yeah.
Like, who is that person when you need a play that you are confident is going to give it to you?
Well, who's your Superman?
It's Josh, but they're not running him like they used to.
Right, they're not. Yeah, he's.
Well, if you don't,
either
you don't
they're
win.
Not running him like he used to, or he's making smarter decisions.
You don't win.
I don't know where that comes from.
Got to put your cape on,
Kimmy. Who's the guy? No, you can't include Josh Allen.
Okay. I think it's one of your running backs.
Okay, so either James Cook or Ray Davis.
I think like. They're always due for like a pop at some point, like a game-saving moment. And whether they're running the ball or wide open, acting as almost like a receiver, those guys kind of step up in big moments.
So who, Seattle, good defense, great defense.
Okay, so that's the other
crap
problem.
Ass.
That's the other problem here.
What? Right? You don't know what they
well,
got?
Well, Seattle could be
that.
Down a big part of their offense.
We'll talk about that, put a pin in it. What makes this week even more complicated? The team that you are playing, you're not familiar with at all.
Right.
The Bills never play Seattle.
Just in general.
Yes. Sean McDermott is really good at learning from his opponents, with very few exceptions. If he sees a quarterback, a defense, a team, he knows the tendencies of the coach right away. Second half, the game is over. Look, you saw that last week, right? You know nothing about Seattle. They're a team like the Bills where there's games where it's like, oh, these guys look really good.
Oh, so they're all over the place.
Yeah, and there's games where they look really bad. Not to mention, you haven't played them in four years. Seattle came
Got
to Buffalo.
Got a new coach.
Yep, Seattle came to
Buffalo. Yeah, they may drive to the kingdom thinking they're there.
Seattle came to Buffalo in 2024. They had a different quarterback.
No, not 2024.
Or 2020, I'm sorry. Yeah. Mm. It's been 4 years. They had a different quarterback. They had a different coach. There may not be a single Seahawk on this roster that was on the team the last time the Bills played them, except for DK.
But you can also say that for Seattle playing the Bills, right? They also haven't seen them in many years. It's
true.
A new team.
You saw Josh Allen. You
but
saw Sean McDermott.
But you haven't. But all those other weapons are gone, right?
Yeah,
you don't know, Diggs.
You're right.
New guys. So, I mean, they're both kind of.
They do look very
it's
different.
It's a push, I think, when you make that argument.
Everybody's new, and then the two most important people are still there. I don't see how that's a push.
Well, you're saying, but they weren't a running team back then, right?
I mean, the Bills are the Bills.
I think the Bills'
team?
Offense looks different than the last time they played, for sure.
You say you got these two running weapons that you can use now.
Kimmy said that, and I'm also saying, yeah, the Bills can be a running team, but they weren't last week.
All right,
I don't know what they are. You're right. Okay, sure, the Bills are a running team. Great.
It sounds to me like both teams are kind of at the same disadvantage.
Okay. Is that only because you can't name a single player for the Seattle Seahawks?
I just told you Brian Bosworth.
Again, I've said it three times. Someone that has played for the Seahawks within the last 30 years.
Steve Largent.
That is actually further away from Brian Bosworth.
And he proudly served in the United States Congress. Thank you.
252 WCMF 252.
Didn't think I knew that guy, did you?
9263. Yeah, that's the only reason you know Steve Largent. It's the only reason you know. Because he was on one of your 15 news channels that you watch and don't comprehend as
they're a handsome guy.
Bills Seahawks on Sunday. The same thing that makes the Bills so dangerous, they can beat you five different ways, might also be their biggest weakness, because the Bills themselves, it feels like until 4 minutes left in the second quarter, don't know how they're going to beat you.
Start waking up.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, it's not even a waking up thing. All of a sudden, you see, like, oh, this is working. Let's keep doing this. Right? Like, Arizona. Bad first half. Mm. Jacksonville's just a bad team. You blew them out. Same with Miami. Although Miami was a good game plan. But Jets, everything was great.
Mm.
You kind of lost your way there. And then last week, first half, they're just playing halves of football. Yeah. They're playing a half of football. And even in the blowouts, the starters, the game was over midway through the third.
The Baltimore game?
Baltimore game was over midway through the third. Same with the Dolphins and the Jags. Mm. So, like, we have yet to see really a full game from the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, maybe this is it. Okay. Maybe this is where it starts coming together.
I hope so. Look, okay, going back to something you just said, they're kind of in the same boat, the Seahawks and the Bills not knowing each other.
Well, the Bills are the better team on paper, correct?
I would say so.
I would think so.
And Kimmy brought up their biggest weapon, the Seahawks' largest weapon.
Yeah, I don't think he's practiced yet. He hasn't been ruled out, but he hasn't practiced yet this week with like a sprained MCL, which is... even if he does go, I don't know how healthy he's going to be.
DK Metcalf, their wide receiver, might be the best wide receiver in football.
But he's banged up.
Yeah. He's got an MCL sprain. He's also a machine. The guy's literally the Terminator.
Yeah.
He's missed one NFL game. It was last year. Mm. And he missed a game for a hip injury that would have put anyone else out 5 weeks. Any other person with this injury, it's not even a question. They're out multiple weeks. It sounds like he's going to try and go.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're going to shoot him up. Bro, Dr. Needle's going to be shooting that guy up.
Okay, but other guys can take that needle, too. And like
people have taken that for lesser injuries, right?
Dangerous game he's playing, Mr. Pharmaceutical.
What are you talking about?
I think they're going to shoot that hip up with some speed juice.
DK Metcalf?
Same thing.
On the Bills, Tommy would be obsessed with DK Metcalf.
100%.
Yeah.
He's
an interesting guy.
He's 6'4". He's jacked out of his mind. He's an athletic freak.
He hosted his own cooking show some point.
I wanted him so... The Bills could have drafted him in 2019, and they passed. They passed. I wanted him so bad. Could you imagine Josh Allen and DK Metcalf?
I think DK Metcalf is going to make any quarterback look amazing, and if he was actually with like a top five quarterback, like they'd be unstoppable.
So they're wasting his talent.
I would argue yes. Yeah. But, he won. Did he win a Super Bowl with the Seahawks back?
Was he on the team then? I don't think so.
No, when did he come into the league?
2019.
Okay, yeah.
When they won that Super Bowl.
This was a while ago.
That was Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's going way back.
Time is a flat circle, man. I'm trying to figure it out. Anything pre-2020, I have no idea how it works.
I don't know.
Wasn't Steve
2014 was the last.
Wow, wait, they won a Super Bowl 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What happened in my life? to my life? He was on that team with Steve Largent.
Was he really?
No, he wasn't.
Well, he was doing Congress and playing.
To your point earlier about the Seahawks and the Bills not knowing what to expect from each other, I guess your best attribute as the Bills is no other team, including Seattle, knows what to expect from you, right? But your biggest issue is you don't know what to expect from your own team and who is going to carry the load in that game. Because ideally, the Bills go to Seattle. They take advantage of a banged-up Seahawks team, and then they get back to Western New York and prepare for a divisional game at home with Miami. And maybe on Sunday, we get to see Amari Cooper take that next step forward, free up Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid.
It has to happen.
It
has to happen.
I hate when you do this. Nothing.
This is why we pay you. This is why you practice.
Shut up. They pay you to do radio well.
And focus on the fundamentals.
Uh-huh. Functional illiterate who is at his job for 3 hours and 45 minutes. This is what we
fundamentals.
I've never spent any money on this team in my life.
My tax dollars are paying for your stadium. That's the truth.
Not yet.
What do you think? You think that stadium is free?
Do you hear me right now?
The taxes is already flowing into that pitch.
Did Mike Mulay just enter the room?
You know what I heard? You know what I heard? What? Amari Cooper was picking someone up from a bus stop, which clearly breaks code 37.2 of the New York State transportation policy. Look, man, ideally, Amari Cooper gets on track, catches a couple balls, frees up the rest of the wide receivers, and everything works out great. But until that happens...
Till it all comes together.
We just sit here and we bite our nails every week waiting to see. And, like, that's just it.
I feel good.
Da-na-na-na-na.
I wasn't going there.
I did, man. Try and stop me. My computer almost killed me this morning.
Good God.
I'm living on borrowed time, buddy. I don't know how to feel. Because, like, even that West Coast roadie, like, going west to east is harder. But going east to west, it's not easy.
I don't buy all that crap.
Yeah, you don't buy it even though it legitimately affects the betting lines. Which is the most important view of this matters on the planet.
Do we know when they leave? Do they leave, like, tomorrow? Well, then obviously, right?
They could leave today. I don't know.
Oh.
It all depends.
Get a good nap in.
Yeah.
Well, McDermott's never timed it out right.
Well, that was going to Europe, right? The West Coast, the Bills usually play pretty well, right? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, heartbreaking West Coast losses. They smoked them.
I can't remember the last time they were on the West Coast. Rams?
Yeah, for maybe 2 seasons ago, opening day.
They beat them.
Yeah, they did.
They crushed them.
Opening night, yeah. But that's
the first game of the season,
That's
though.
The game you go is the first game of the season because it doesn't affect anything.
Right.
Look, okay, maybe we're overplaying the time
difference. I think we're overthinking it.
Okay. Look. Yeah. Look. I just need a nice 11-play, 75-yard drive to open the game.
Mm.
And I'm cool.
All right.
And even if you go 3 and out in the first drive, coming out in the second one,
get that first touch.
Exactly. Just move the ball because they didn't have a first down in the first quarter of the Titans game. Mm. That wasn't fun.
Nope.
That wasn't fun. And, like, you need to beat this Seahawks team.
I would think so.
You need, like, if you lose to the Seahawks team, now you got, like, legitimate questions.
And this is going to be that loss that bites you in the ass when you start approaching the playoffs.
I think the Texans loss will be that loss.
So we already got that one?
I hope so.
The one that's going to screw us?
Well, I mean...
We already got our screwing in the back pocket. Lock that up.
You were saying, Kimmy?
So it'll definitely be a factor come playoff time.
I mean, they're only a half game ahead right now.
In terms of, like, where they play. Yeah.
Yeah, Texans, Bills have the same record. So now you have to be a game ahead of them before you get to the end of the season. Mm. But we got a lot of time to go. Just like we have a lot of time to go in this show on a football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.